Pnimis Nidaf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Tes. It's going to be a quick one. So the Gemara is in the middle of the discussion, the top of Chav Tes Amar Aleph. It's in the midst of a discussion about somebody who is Ta'eh, or seemingly Ta'eh, someone who makes a mistake in Birchas Haminim, or they're pausing, and they don't know the Bracha of Vel HaMashinim, or Vel HaMinim. They don't know the Bracha against heretics. So Gemara says, what do you mean? There was once a case where Shmuel HaKatan was stalling, and in 2-3 hours they didn't remove him. So they say, no, why didn't they remove him? Because he was the one who instituted it. And Abaye says, hold on, I have a tradition that people who are good stay good, that they don't become bad. So we quote a pasuk from Yechezkel that says, what do you mean? We have, you know, a tzaddik, pasuk says that a tzaddik will revert to his atrocities and revert to his wickedness. So Abaye says, yeah, that's the difference between a tzaddik meikaro and a rasha meikaro. That somebody who was a rasha meikaro, somebody who started off as a rasha, you know, so therefore he can revert back to that rasha, right? That you know, somebody who's an addict could always, you know, has to view himself as an addict always, so he doesn't revert, right? Somebody who's an evil person has to constantly be on the edge. But a tzaddik, there's no reason to assume he will revert to being wicked, seeing as he was never wicked. And the Gemara challenges that and says, what do you mean? Right? What about Yochanan Kohen Gadol? The Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and then in the end he became a tzaduki. And so then the Gemara actually has a machlokas if this Yochanan, who definitely did this, if it was the same person as Yanai HaMelech, or is it a different person that we're talking about? But it's a real discussion amongst the poskim and amongst the Mefarshei Gemara if this Yochanan is the same Yochanan that we refer to in Al HaNisim, right? We say, B'mei Matasyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Cheshmona Yevanav. And one approach is that no, it's not the same, and this Yochanan is just Yanai, and end this discussion here, and look at the Gemara about what Yanai did, and it's horrible atrocities and everything that happened. That's one approach. And the other approach is that, no, even if it's not Yanai, you could still say that there were two different peoples, that this had to be someone who lived in the time of Shem ben Shaddach, even if it wasn't Yanai, or there's other eyes that it might have happened at a different time. And a lot of people get involved in this. They, you know, trying to offer suggestions on who or what it is. It may or may not be related to the machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's Yanai or not. But there are some who suggest that this is the same Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So if so, how could we possibly be mentioning his name? Especially because of the fact that we could have just said, Himei Matas Yahu, you know, Chashmona Yevanav. Why do we have to say Bimei Matas Yahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol? We could have left out that name. We have in Chazal that they point out that in the Psukim, sometimes we'll, you know, end off, we won't follow the lineage back in order to not mention either someone wicked's name or to not associate someone righteous with someone wicked. We could have just not said Matas Yahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Could have just said Matas Yahu Chashmona Yevanav, Chasham de Malchus Yavan, and it would have been great. Why does it go out of its way? Why does our Gemara, sorry, why does Al HaNisim go and point out Yochanan Kohen Gadol according to the opinion that he, in the end, became a tzaduki? They instituted the tefillah afterwards. They knew what happened to him, ultimately. Seems like a pretty strong raya against the fact that he was that one. So one approach is, yes, that's a strong raya. I'm going to offer two more approaches. One is a more classical approach offered by the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael says, in his Maamar in Kislev, points out that he says, look, when we say Yochanan Kohen Gadol became a tzaduki, that's not like you or I become a good tzaduki. You or I become a tzaduki, we're going to become full-fledged, card-carrying members of the tzadukim. We're going to be wicked, and we're going to believe, you know, not believe in the Torah, Minashmaim, and the Demunas Chachamim, and we're going to become tzadukim, and we're going to be challenging and trying to uproot everything. Like, we would be bad people. When it says Yochanan and Kohen Gadol became a tzaduki, what that means is that on his madrega, on whatever scale that he is judged on, that's where he became a tzaduki, meaning the righteous are held to a different standard in the same way that if we have a good relationship with someone and someone has our trust, whether it's a student, a spouse, a child, we expect a certain amount from them. And Kadosh Baruch Hu also expects a certain amount from his tzaddikim. And if they were to deviate a little bit, because we hold them to such a high standard, it would seem like a big affront. Like, wow, the best kid in the class, you know, he's calling out, that's really offensive. As opposed to the kid who always calls out, okay, he always calls out. That's what he does. Obviously, it's not good, and, you know, you have to put justice systems that are fair in place. But in terms of how we gauge someone and how we look at someone, okay, so we hold people to different scales. Also, there's mystical reasons why we would do that, right? Chazal pointed out that to get to get their kind of their punishment in this world. So any slight wrong thing, we want to clean it from the tzaddik. So when it comes to the next world, he's fully pure, and even the small averus that he had on his level, he got more than punished for, and he'll be rewarded, and he could reap the benefits of everything he's done. Okay, that's B'nai Yisrael's approach. L'chora, it's still a little bit difficult, because our Gemara doesn't really seem to say that. Our Gemara doesn't seem to say, oh, he became a tzaduki on his level. Like, it says he's a tzaduki. It's very strong. And if so, why would we... And you could also say that still that you shouldn't say an Al-Nisim. You still shouldn't mention his name, because if he messed up on his level, that should be equated to messing up. So Rav Itchmar Morgenstern points out, and he's answering also the Reziner, who says that it was Yochanan Kohen Gadol who was mentioned in Al-Nisim. He says the following. He says, we have a klal that Chanukah is the light, you know, of the geula, the light of the ultimate redemption. It's a hisnotesis, it's a sparking, a glimmering, a little peeking out of the light of the ultimate redemption, right? Of the concept of arachti ner l'mashiachai, that it's the ner that we're setting up for Mashiach, says Rav Pinchas Karitzer. So since Chanukah is this inyan of a Mashiach tika light, we know that la'asad lavo and the geula shalima, everything will be metakin. So then, what will happen? Yochanan Kohen Gadol will go back to his original shoresh of that he started off as a tzaddik. He's going to go back to that original madriga that he reached. And in fact, he points out from the Arizal that there's a kavana that we have in the bracha that we say when we say v'simcha kenu imahem, right? When the bracha of al tzaddikim, we say our chilek should be with them. Meaning what? Meaning whenever we do something wrong, we all have a chilek inside of us called the chilek tzaddik. And whenever we do something wrong, what happens is our chilek has to leave us. It doesn't want to be associated with someone as low as us and as degraded as us. So what it does is it joins together with the tzaddikei adoros, and it joins together with the tzaddikim, and they hold it as a pikadon. They don't want to benefit from our righteousness. They want to benefit from their righteousness, but they hold it to us as a loving teacher does. And they hold it on, waiting for us to do tshuva, then they can give it back to us, that chelek, and we can be right back on the madriga. We don't have to build it all the way up again. We can become right there again. So that kavana that the tzaddikim are holding there, they're holding our righteousness. I mean, we all have our potential right at our fingertips. So last level, when the geula shalima comes, we're going to have that tikkun, and we're going to be at that righteous level. So he says, so that's why dafka, in the tefillah of Chanukah, you can mention someone like Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Because Chanukah is that or of the Geula Atida. It's that light of the ultimate redemption. That light that shines even into the Gullus. And that's the whole Vart of Chanukah. So we can say, even though we're still in Gullus, even though we're still in a Metzius where the Jews who, Chas V'Shalom, maybe reverted to their wicked ways and maybe didn't, end their life off the way we would have loved them to. And like a good, strong Jew, at the end of the day, we believe that Lasad Lavo, that Hashem's going to raise up all those who have fallen, and that's why Dafka on the Tefillah of Chanukah, we can mention someone like Yochanan Kohen Gadol.